The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. I have a couple of guests in the studio today. Our guests today include Kelsey Connors Brown and Barbie Brooks, who are with the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the upcoming Hatchet Fest. A lot of fun, and it's coming up not this weekend, but the following weekend. And we're going to be talking about some of the things they've got planned and how you can be part of it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, give us the dates of the Hatchet Fest.
Hatchet Festival takes place Tuesday, July 19th through Saturday, July 23rd.
And starting Tuesday, you're going to have some events that are going to carry over for a couple of days, I understand?
Yes, there's daily events. They include the city sidewalk sales, and we also have some menu specials that are taking place around town. They'll be at the Peppermill Restaurant, at Rachel's Bar and Grill, and at Pete's, also at Big Boy.
And when you say the sidewalk sales, you're talking about the businesses being out on the sidewalks.
Correct.
And doing that. Mm-hmm. Terrific. As long as it doesn't rain.
Exactly.
Other things going on that those first few days?
Yes, we have a softball tournament that's taking place on Tuesday. It is from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. It takes place at the City Park Fields. And actually on Wednesday, after the softball tournament concludes, we have a trophy celebration. And that's right up at City Park, and we'll be featuring live band Random. And they're like a country rock type cover band, I believe.
And I understand you could use a few more softball teams to sign up.
Yes, most definitely. They can actually contact myself. It's at Team 1. It's telephone number 269-9557, extension 3309. And they can also visit our Facebook page as well for further information.
And it's a typical softball type of tournament. You need the full team.
Yes, we're looking for 4 teams total, about 12 people per team. So we need lots of people to come out and sign up.
Okay.
The other thing that's going on Tuesday is the Bill Denbrot Big Band will be performing at approximately 5 p.m. out at the Big Boy Restaurant, out in the parking lot under a tent. And they're going to be part of the classic car show that Big Boy has been sponsoring for a couple of summers now on Tuesday nights.
This is their second summer.
This is their second summer. They have Random car shows on Tuesday night. So they're going to be continuing to do that out at the Big Boy, and the Bill Denbrock Big Band will be out there performing during that.
They've been a favorite in the area for
yes.
a long time.
They have for many years. They have.
Okay. And anything else on Thursday? Because I know that's kind of the earliest part of the weekend.
Well, that's Tuesday.
You save some of the big stuff for the weekend, but that's Tuesday. Anything else on Tuesday, or do we go to Wednesday?
We go to Wednesday.
Wednesday.
On Wednesday, actually, other than the softball tournament and the trophy celebration that we already discussed, the Blue Notes, that's with Claude Mestack and his group, they are actually gracious enough during Hatchet Festival to visit all of our local nursing homes and places for assisted living. So on Wednesday at 2 p.m., they will be over for the folks at Medical Care Facility putting on a show for them.
So we encourage their families to join them for that time of celebration, and the general public, if somebody wants to
yes.
hear the Blue Notes, there's the opportunity to do that. And with all events, as with all events during the Hatchet Festival, they're all free of charge.
It's kind of nice to schedule things at an event like this for people who are basically shut in
exactly.
and can't attend the other things, to make them part of it in their community.
Well, that's one of the things that the Chamber, I think, is emphasizing very clearly with the Hatchet Festival. It's about the community of retailers, the stores, the businesses, whatever, you know, to come together for this period of time and celebrate what is unique about their own business, their own facility, and to bring the community together to see what Bad Axe has to offer. And so that's kind of the thoughts, you know, behind our motivation to continue to grow the Hatchet Festival, is to try to get more and more businesses, more and more facilities, churches, civic organizations involved in this 5-day festival, and give back to the community as they try to give to us and support us throughout the rest of the year.
So the Chamber is stretching even beyond the business membership to the whole community and
yes.
everything to make it work, make it better.
Correct.
Terrific. What else on Wednesday?
That actually wraps up Wednesday's events, other than the daily events that we already spoke about.
The sidewalk sales mm-hmm. and the other things going on.
Yep. Moving on to Thursday, though, the First Presbyterian Church, they have an attic treasure sale that takes place each year, and they've actually chose to move that to Hatchet Festival for us this year for another attraction. So that's from 9 until 6 at the First Presbyterian Church. The Blue Notes, they play again as well, and they're at Meadow Lane that day at 2 o'clock. And Barbie has a lot of information in regard to a quilt show that's taking place, so I'm going to let her go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, starting on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the First United Methodist Church in downtown in Bad Axe are hosting our second annual quilt show. Last year, the store, the Backstreet Quilt Shop, sponsored the quilt show, and we hung over 220 quilts to be on display and for the general public to come in and admire and had a chance to vote on. And this year, like I said, the United Methodist Church is our host. The ladies from the United Methodist Church on Thursday and Friday are going to be offering a lunch, a pulled pork lunch, and also a chicken salad plate during the quilt show.
Just wipe your hands before you go next to the quilt.
Exactly. Please do. And but new to the quilt show this year is a fiber art show. And some of our local artists here in Huron County are going to be spinning their wool. They're going to be showing people how that process all happens. There is a huge women who are so talented in the Huron County area, the Tri-County area, of using their hands and using the flax and the wool and the quilters. It's just a rich, rich heritage area for those things. And of course, some of you are seeing the new quilt blocks that are showing up on the barns all over in the area.
I think those are fantastic.
I do too, which is the new quilt trail that comes through here. So on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you'll be able to come to the quilt show at the United Methodist Church. It is free to the public. There's no charge for that.
How do you get the quilts? I mean, they're not just from the store. You must have people who
We do. We've already, for about 3 weeks now, have been sending out email blasts to all of our quilters saying, bring us your quilts. Bring us the best that you've got. And they can bring up to 3 quilts. There's an entry fee of $10 for 3 quilts. All of the entry money that comes into us, we give back to 2 lucky quilt winners, because we ask that the people who come to see the show vote on a viewer's choice. They look at quilts and go, that's my favorite quilt, I'm going to vote for that. And then we keep a tally of the votes, and the 2 quilters who have the most votes on 2 quilts receive a very nice cash prize, and that comes from the money that we raise in the registration.
Now, obviously the ones from your store for sale, do some of these people who make the quilts bring them in, and can you make an offer on them? Are they up for that, or is it more for show?
It's more for show.
They make such beautiful things, but they keep making more, and you can only have so many quilts in your house, and pretty soon you've given the grandkids some, and pretty soon it's like,
never have too many quilts. You never have too many quilts, because it is an art. It has become an art form.
And keeping it going makes it not a lost art.
That's right. And
this is the way you used to have warm things in the winter to lay under, because your grandmothers and their grandmothers knew how to do this. Today, you'd want to go to the store and buy one, and it's not a homemade deal that you put your heart and soul into.
Right. Well, they still do. They still put their heart and soul into almost any quilt that's made, because there's still a long process. It's just gotten different in the process. Most of it is done now by machine. But there's still those of us out there who are purist and like to work with our hands. And so we do a lot of stitching, you know, a lot of creative things with our quilts that are all done by hand yet also. It's just a real opportunity for people to see what women in this area are doing with their spare time or their, you know, it's incredible. Thursday night, though, we have a gentleman coming out of Lansing, Michigan, by the name of Dan Burke. And Dan, in my opinion, is one of the most creative quilters I have ever met. He does paper piecing, which to a lot of people you go, oh, what is that? That's, again, it's a technique of using your fabric and paper to make very, very intricate designs in your quilts. And he's going to be at the church at 7 o'clock for a trunk show that he calls Two Men in a Trunk. And he's going to be bringing and sharing with the audience who want to come back for that time of fellowship and refreshment, 50 of his quilts that are incredible. I mean, they are spectacular. And so we're excited about that. There is an admission charge, though, for that show on Thursday night of $10 a person. And then on Friday, the girls that work at the Backstreet Quilt Shop, we are going to be putting on our trunk show at noon for the general public. And again, that is free to the public. And we're going to be showing you some of our best of what we bring to our quilt store, just in the talents of the girls who work for us there.
Is there a lot of, you know, when people sometimes think of exquisite quilts, they think they must be antiques, they must be, you know, from great-grandmothers and stuff, but they're still being made today.
Oh,
that intricate, and that it's you know, what comes to mind is, you know, when my mom was on a farm and they just did patchwork quilts, you know, with whatever fabric they had. It wasn't really a design feature. It was just you used what you had because you needed to make a go. But these people are picking fabrics, they're picking patterns, and they're trying to create something, not just blocks of color, but a whole overall theme.
Correct, correct. But you've got to remember, as the quilts of your grandmothers, my grandmother, those are the antique quilts of today, right? Those are the ones who have the value today. But the quilts that we're creating today in 100 years will be the quilts that will be the antique quilts in 100 years.
You just tell those kids to take care of them.
That's right. And there's, yes.
Don't let your cats lay on them.
That's right. And the dogs lay on them and all of that. But yeah, and it's just the evolution, you know, and the changing of the times. So a quilt that's looked at in 100 years that maybe I made, you know, somebody's going to look at that in the same light as I look at a quilt that's 100 years old today.
That someone else made for you.
That someone else made.
They didn't have molecular replicators at the time?
No.
She did this by hand.
Exactly, exactly. So it's, and quilts in the future, they're going to look at them and go, oh yeah, those were machine done. Remember when we used the sewing machine? You know, in 100 years, who knows the technique of quilting, you know? It's only open to the imagination of the next generation. So,
are most of these quilts used, or are they more decorative today?
No,
my mom had them on the wall.
Right.
It was like, because she had a big cathedral ceiling, and she had plenty of place to do it, but that's where she wanted them, because she wanted them displayed, not necessarily worn out.
Right, right. Well, I think both are being done. Both are being done yet today. I have a house full of quilts on my wall, you
no,
know. Yes,
really?
I do. But I also have a house full of quilts that are on our beds. You know, we just this last Saturday had a what we called our Wimpy Challenge Saturday, and we had 22 women come together who made blocks for their quilt that very much are bed-orientated quilts. They're quilts that will be used on their beds. They're not the hundreds of hours of handwork and, you know.
They're utilitarian.
Right. They're usable. And quilters today are doing a blend of that. Quilts that they'll use on their beds as their bedspreads, and quilts that they're hanging on their walls for display.
But that was something people got together for in the past. The women, my mom grew up on a farm, and all the women would go to somebody's house,
and they had a quilting bee
there, and they'd talk, and they'd do all the gossip and all the other stuff that goes on.
That still happens today.
And, you know, that was part of the socializing when you didn't have televisions, and phones were, you know, too expensive. You didn't use them unless you had to, those types of things. And they just got together, and that was not just creating something that was useful. it was social time.
Well, it still is that today. There's many groups here in Huron County that meet weekly or biweekly. There's a large group of women who meet every couple of weeks in Harbor Beach at a local church, and they get together just to socialize, but they sew. They share ideas with each other. Pigeon Guild meets every week to work on charity quilts. We have a finish at Thursdays in our store where women come just to work on whatever they're working on, and they need some extra instruction or help. It's still, quilting still is a very much one-on-one, face-to-face fellowship time. That hasn't evolved, and I think it's even more important that quilters continue to do that, because in this electronic age, we all know, with as much Facebooking and as much communications that are done on our phones, we're losing a lot of that face-to-face conversation. And so the quilting world still is very much, but we share everything on Facebook and we share our pictures, you know, on our phones with each other, but it still is about the fellowship and creating that quilt.
We kind of got off the subject.
We did.
But I knew you were well into this, what happens in it, and I wanted to pass some of that along as well.
But it's our opportunity to, during the Hatchet Festival, to bring a real concentrated effort of all of the quilts together in one place for the general public to see and to enjoy.
Do most of these groups have, like, apprenticeships, where people who really don't know what they're doing into it, they can start getting involved to do some of the simpler
beginning
stuff that,
yeah,
you know, before you get into the complex? Do they keep, is that how they keep their numbers going?
Yes, they do.
They apprentice into becoming more crafty?
They do. And a lot of times they'll send beginners to us, and we hold beginners classes, and I teach a lot of beginner classes. And so it's, yeah, they do. They're encouraging always the younger generation to take up the needle and thread.
Okay, let's get back to the Hatchet Fest.
On Thursday, another event that we have taking place is a free movie at the Bad Axe Theater. It's actually Finding Nemo, which is very exciting because Finding Dory just came out. It just actually left our theater, and it is huge this year. So I think the kids will like to be able to see Finding Nemo since they just got to see the new one. That starts at 1 p.m. Admission is free, and they are able to purchase from the concession stand. So that'll be
the parents should stay with their kids. It's not free babysitting. The parents should
stay
with their kids.
It would be nice if they spent time with their children to watch the movie
You don't lay them off at the theater and go shopping the sidewalk sales. You're supposed to stay with your kids in mind.
Yeah, that's what the whole is, a family event from Tuesday through Saturday. We're hoping that the families will come together and enjoy the Hatchet Festival together and all the different opportunities.
Also on Thursday?
We also have Sushi in the Summer and a beer tasting event. This is at Rachel's Bar and Grill alongside Smith's Distributing, and it begins at 6:30 p.m. I don't know if you have been to Rachel's for their sushi, but this is something up and coming for them, and they do a fabulous job. It's very good. And we worked with Smith's last year for a beer tasting, and it was hopping the whole entire night. We had people there. It was beautiful outside. We utilized their patio. It was a very fun time. Rachel always does a great job.
Okay. No, I'm not a big fish guy. I don't even like it cooked.
You could come to the beer tasting.
That part I'd go for.
Okay. That actually moves us right along to Friday. On Friday, we have Telmer Bank and Trust. They're doing their Customer Appreciation Day. That's scheduled for 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And then the Bad Axe Historical Society, if you want to touch on them, they have their Pioneer Log Village open that date.
Right. They begin for the weekend to open the village up for, you know, families and people to walk through the village and to see what is there. They've done a lot of work at the log cabin village. You know, each building is full of artifacts and things that go back to the time in which that building was built. And they're just really open to people coming, and they share well. And they're going to be doing some food service through there on Saturday, you know, while the kids' day is going on. And it's just it's a nice hour, 2 hour time to visit the log cabin village here in Bad Axe, I think. The United Methodist Church Women's Luncheon again continues on Friday during the quilt show. And the Blue Notes, again, will be at Courtney Manor at 2:30 on that day. And then, of course, the Attic Treasure Sale at the First Presbyterian Church continues on Friday. But Friday gears up, Kelsey.
Usually Friday night, the evening starts to kick off some of the more major events.
Exactly. Yes. Kelsey's got that information.
Leading to that, we do have the Farmers Market again this year. It's titled A Taste of Huron County. That's at the First Presbyterian Church as well. It's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. I know you can contact their church office or Denise Palmer for further information on that.
If you'd like to participate.
Yes, if you'd like to become a vendor. And I believe, once again this year, to be a vendor, it's free of charge. So that's a fantastic opportunity to come out with whatever you may have. For example, I have a cupcake business. So if I wasn't working, I could be out there, you know, in the daytime free of charge and mingling with the community during Hatchet Festival selling my products. So I think that's a great opportunity for these vendors to come out to A Taste of Huron County Friday from 10 until 2 at the First Presbyterian Church. It's right in their parking lot.
That's the one right along here, North Park Crescent, yeah, in the bank.
Yep. Right beside.
Just north of the light.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
So you'll see it when you drive by.
Yes.
You will.
It will be out there. Something huge we are actually bringing to our community this year is we are working with Try to Finish to put on a Team One Credit Union Wine Run Walk. This is a 5K event, and it actually takes place on Friday. The race itself is from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. We have registration times, though, where you can come into the credit union from 4 until 6 the day prior, and you can pick up your race registration packet, and this packet is amazing. You get a very cool t-shirt. Your finisher's medal at the race itself is actually not only a medal, but it's a wine stopper. It's pretty cool. And after the race concludes, you go to the wine hospitality tent. We're working with Ideal Party Store, and you receive a stemless wine glass. On one side, it'll have Team One's logo, and on the front, it'll have the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce's logo, because they're a sponsor for this event as well. You get two wine tastings, and you also receive free appetizers. And we're working with Anand. He's from the Caseville area, or his business is in the Caseville area. It's called Picante Tazon, and fantastic Mediterranean Asian fusion type food. So I think it'll be a great time.
You had me concerned there at the beginning. When I heard of a 5K wine walk, I'm thinking, you're not going to walk very straight.
Well, there has been a few people who said, I don't run, and I've told them, you know, it's okay, you can walk, no big deal. No, I'm going to walk right to the entertainment tent, which that's fine. If you'd like to come and support whoever's running or walking, the great thing about this event is that all proceeds that we bring in are going to benefit the Huron County Relay for Life. And not only will it benefit from the event itself, but Ideal Party Store, 10% of all of his outside sales, he's donating back to Relay. And Andy, one of the owners of Try to Finish, he's actually donating back $5 from every race registrant that registers to be able to be a part of this. So it's going to be huge to benefit our local relay.
Terrific.
Then starting at 5 o'clock in the entertainment tent, correct, will be our DJ Darren McNabb.
He's actually not in the entertainment tent. He's right on the
main drag.
Right out front at City Park while everybody's doing the race, getting them amped up and talking in his mic about the racers and the event.
Okay, and then also at that same time, Rod Heck Barbecue will be there, and he'll be smelling up the place with his wonderful barbecue, and he's going to be starting at 4 o'clock, and he'll be running until he's sold out that evening. And then at 8 o'clock to midnight is when the entertainment tent opens up in City Park. And the band, we're going to be featuring Rye Whiskey. There's no cover charge for that evening. So it's going to be an evening of walking, tasting, dancing, music, barbecue. It's going to be a fun time in City Park that night.
Yes, we were able to actually work together with the Bad Axe Knights of Columbus, and they're coming in to assist us. We have a very hardworking, dedicated group of committee members for Hatchet Festival. There's about 12 to 15 of us. We get together. We work year-round. We get together on Wednesdays, usually at Barbie's Place. We're sometimes there until 6, 7 o'clock at night, whatever we got to do to get it done. And the Knights were generous enough to say, hey, what can we do for you? How can we help you out with this? And I think this will be one of the events that the committee can come to, and we'll still assist, but we'll be able to sit back and maybe relax and enjoy the evening as well. Rye Whiskey, they're huge right now. They are very popular. They actually, when I spoke with them the other day, just told me they were booking an event for a show that Uncle Cracker and Kid Rock is at. And I was like, this is great. This is exciting. So I think Friday night is going to be huge.
It's going to be a great evening and a lot of just a lot of time for good socializing and good time to come together as the community. And if it wasn't for sponsors, you know, our local businesses and chamber members, again, are the ones who are responsible for keeping this event a free event by sponsoring many, many of the activities that have financial obligations to that. So we want to thank our, you know, our chamber members and other businesses that have come on board as sponsors of the Bad Axe Hatchet Festival 2016.
Okay. That takes us into Saturday?
It does.
Don't party too late because you got to get up Saturday.
Exactly.
It's the weekend. You'll be fine. Just keep going. Saturday we have the sidewalk sales as well. The other daily specials, just to touch base on, because this was already on Tuesday. So Pete's Bar, they have Hatchet Hour, which is like a happy hour, daily specials. Big Boy Restaurant, they have the best hatchet burger on the planet special. The Peppermill has some specials for us. Rachel's Bar and Grill, she has specials as well. Something with Rachel's actually on Saturday, this is new for her. She's doing a Sangria Saturday event. This begins at 5 p.m. So that's going to be another great time to go out and, you know, enjoy their beautiful venue. And they've got great staff and great food. I think it's going to be a really good night.
We can continue on. The Bad Axe Library is hosting their annual book sale during that time from 10 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m. The Pioneer Village, again, will be opened. Their food sales at their general store will be during that day. If you want to take the kids from noon till 3, the Ameriway Inns and Suites are sponsoring a free swim time. All they ask is that, your children are accompanied by a parent,
yep,
and that they bring their own towels.
Yes.
The quilt show continues from 11 to 4. Yet that day, WLEW is going to be around with a remote.
Ooh, yeah.
That's great. But what Saturday is really built around is our kids' day. From 11 to 3, free attractions. There's going to be the blow-ups. There's going to be the face painting.
The petting zoo.
There's going to be many games, children's games going on. But the big feature that year, Kelsey, I'll let you talk about that.
We have actually worked with a company. They approached us, and they're called Circumungus. They are just, it's exciting to work with these people. They are out of Livonia, and they're a circus company, and they're coming in. They're going to be there from 12 until 2, and the kids actually get to circulate through 10 different workshops. So everything from learning how to juggle, hula hooping, walking on the tightrope, they bring in stilts. They get to do a lot of fun activities with the people from Circumungus themselves. And they'll also be putting on two separate sideshows. So this is something that the kids, they're not necessarily involved in unless they need a volunteer or something for a magic trick or whatever it may be. But the two people we've booked, their names are Therese and Carrie. They're from the company, and they actually travel the world doing these professional shows. So we've got acrobatics, we've got comedy, magic, etc. So I think the Circumungus event is going to be absolutely huge.
Then also on that day, the Masonic Lodge is going to be doing a children's ID program in the park near the library. It's free ID cards. There's also going to be popcorn and cotton candy sales. The dunk tank's going to be there, and we've got people scheduled to be in the dunk tank again this year. Would you like to do that for us, Craig?
I think I have plans.
We could get you a mic. You could do a remote from the dunk tank.
I am so sweet like cotton candy, I would melt.
No.
Okay, yeah. I believe you.
Yeah. Man, I finally got someone to believe that.
Then the Knights of Columbus also are going to be doing a three-throw tournament. Helping them is the DTE, which is a great thing that they're coming on. The Bad Axe First United Methodist Men's Group, again, are going to be coming back with their chicken barbecue, and that will be right outside of the church, and that's going to be available from starting at noon to 5. And then, of course, you've got your ice cream sales. Chillers is coming down to the park and bringing ice cream to the park. And the big boy is going to be coming down to the city park with a pie eating contest. And again,
maybe you'll do that one.
Maybe you'll do that one.
I really don't need that.
And then, of course, for the adults and the families, for the afternoon is our car show and poker run. That's been an annual event for many years.
Yes.
And that starts at 11 o'clock with the car registration and that up at the Bad Axe Middle School.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot there. And then by noon, they'll be coming down 12:30. They'll be parading those cars throughout town and coming down to take over
the main Heron Avenue
of downtown Bad Axe. Also, Tri-County Equipment are going to have a few antique tractors on display down by the log cabin. Our Sheriff's Department are going to have some of their major pieces
Airboat,
of their
Hummer.
Airboat, boat, their Hummer, all on display for kids to ooh and ah and, and look at. And then that afternoon at 5 o'clock out at the Gathering Place, the annual bocce ball tournament will be starting with the live band Staph Infection.
Do you need teams for that?
We do need teams for that bocce ball tournament. They can actually, they can go right into the Gathering Place, go have some lunch and ask, hey, I need a flyer to sign up. He definitely needs people. We usually have a huge turnout that night. We always have to have a final after party of sorts to wrap everything up. This is our final event. We like to go out, you know, with a bang. And so we're going to have the bocce tournament, the live band Staph Infection, and the name may cross you a little funny, but they are actually compiled of staff members from the Ubley school system and a few other locals. So I believe they're a 4 or 5 piece band. We're very excited to have them come out. They wanted to play at the Gathering Place, and I think it's going to be just a really fun night.
I would have been more concerned if they came from the hospital.
Exactly. I was just going to say, they don't come from Huron Medical Center. Although they've been on board with us as well. Huron Medical Center is one of our largest sponsors for the wine run. I did not mention that earlier. So we thank them. They've been great to work with as well.
And that, and then you got entertainment Saturday night, or is that kind of wrap it up with the bocce ball and then the music afterwards?
Right, that's the entertainment for Saturday, is Staph Infection and the bocce ball tournament at the Gathering Place beginning at 5 p.m.
What has been exciting to us as a committee is that after last year's event and some of the very positive things that happened, we had groups coming to us and asking us to be a part of the, you know, the Hatchet Festival. Many of these musical groups contacted us and said, we want to be a part. How can we, you know, how can that happen?
And you're so like, don't twist my arm.
Exactly, exactly. And one of the things that we've talked about as a committee is we would like to really see the Hatchet Festival become a music festival and a family event time, you know, of just a great time of celebration and you know, and giving back to the community. So, and I think we're on the right track for
that.
I
agree. The overall growth just within the last couple of years, there was a time where there was a break from Hatchet Festival in 2014. We came back last year and, you know, we got our feet wet. We planned a whole bunch of activities. We were excited about our timeline. But like I said, this year we've been working year round. We are very committed, dedicated to the whole entire event. And I think we're going to put on a really great show. There's all sorts of things to do every single day. It's family friendly. I think it's really going to be a successful event this year.
Well, I appreciate you coming out. I know you guys have appointments and stuff you need to get to.
Thanks for having
us. I understand you have a website or two, a Facebook page,
yes,
and a website
we do.
They can go to if they want information.
Some information. www.badaxemish.com. That's the chamber's website. That's updated, and there's actually a live feed on the side that attaches directly to our Facebook page. And if you'd like to search for us on Facebook, you can simply just search in the search engine itself, Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. And once you get to our page, we share all of our events on both pages, but if you select the event page called Bad Axe Hatchet Festival, you click on that, we have promos running right now. You can actually win free race registration packets for the wine run we discussed earlier. We've got all the softball tournament information. Each day we've been featuring a different event. So for example, last night was the car show, today will be the quilt show. So just check it out. Facebook, our website, Facebook especially, that event page is always hopping. We've got all sorts of things on there. So go check out Facebook for sure.
Appreciate you taking time with us yes. today. We will cross our fingers for good weather.
Thank you. Do the rain dance so it comes now.
Our guests today on the program have been from the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce about the Bad Axe Hatchet Festival coming up next week, Tuesday through Saturday. Kelsey Connors Brown and Barbie Brooks. And coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
WLEW.